There's victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Savior came from glory. We started last Saturday. Mostly staff. I think that's the only ones that are here that were from last Saturday. And we talked about asking God big. And we've been hearing bits and pieces through the week about answers to prayer that you have been seeking God for. But I don't know that we've really heard officially and in a meeting some of those things. We've heard it around the table or in conversation. But maybe tonight you have a testimony you want to share if you were here last Saturday and there's something we wrote some requests of God. And so maybe it's something you want to share tonight, something God has already been working in this week, and you can encourage us tonight. So if you have something to share along that lines, testimony, answer to prayer, that'd be good, so we can see what God's been doing in your life. Let's sing in our white hymnals, number 92. And then you can go ahead, and if you have a testimony you want to share, that'd be a good time to do it.
Stand, sing. You only can sing the standing, right? Sing with all our hearts.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, lofty like the fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgression, sin, greater far than all my sin and shame. All magnify the precious
to really,
yeah,
you
know. I
know. Can you do it?
She's going to do the solo.
You're going to do the solo? All right. Second verse, that was great. Let's just, now, I am, we're worshiping the Lord, right, as we do this. But let's put all our heart into it. That's my point. All right, just give him our best tonight for his grace to us.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all alone.
Take the whole thing just a little bit slower. All right, Brother Paul? I'm a little bit out of breath. All right. Last verse.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child.
And the one.
mighty rolling sea.
Session is a big answer to prayer, and our sister Minnie related that a little bit. But really, Pilgrim Camp is a work of faith, and I see that more and more. How God He provides, and I look around. I see a lot of new faces, people I don't know, and I think that's wonderful. And I'm glad that camp is on your heart, and God has brought you to this place. To serve Him, to learn more of Him, to seek Him. It's a wonderful privilege to seek the Lord and to serve Him. And we can do it together here at Pilgrim Camp and be part of what God is doing. And camp has been a part of my life for many, many years. I'm as old as Brother John.
You're older.
Just by a little bit. But what precious times we have had here at this camp over the years. God is so faithful.
Yes.
And I just encourage you tonight. I guess we're just about halfway, maybe a little bit more than halfway for some of you. I know some have been here for a month already. And I'm so thankful for that commitment and consecration and giving this to God. I was thinking, you know, many of you could be probably somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should be in basketball camp. You could use it, brother. Or somewhere, you know, just doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. And yet you've determined to come here to camp and seek the Lord. And it's I was sharing with one of the waitresses this morning who gave a testimony. She said that sometimes we have to give up friends. God calls us to give up friends. Mm-hmm. But that's okay because we have God then as our friend. But I reminded her today that God also then brings into our lives wonderful friends and godly friends. and often lifelong friends. And we can seek God together, serve Him together. That's a wonderful privilege. There's no better road than the road that leads to heaven. And I trust that you're on that road and you're committed to that road. Just one other little thought that was in my heart today. We sang, "No name on earth has meant so much to me. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus." And there's a little quote that I remembered as I've been thinking about camp this year. We learned many wonderful things at camp. And Brother John has been teaching you wonderful things from God's Word. I trust you pay attention. I trust you take notes and you take it in and ask God to write these things upon your hearts. But the little quote is this: "All the truths in the Bible are but pathways to the feet of Jesus." And we're here to find Jesus. We're here to meet Jesus. Not just to learn about Him. That's wonderful. That's where it begins. But God wants to bring us into experiencing Him, really knowing Him, finding Him to be the most precious thing in this world. And so I encourage you, encourage myself, let's really seek Him while you're here at camp. These are wonderful opportunities that God gives us. It's not that you can't find Jesus at home, you should. But here you have a chance to be away from many of the distractions that maybe you have back home. You have time just to seek Him, to be in His presence, and to, together with each other, believe for a work of God in our hearts and our lives that will change us, transform us. We ought to seek to be filled with His Spirit. Lord Jesus, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Take control of our lives. Make Jesus real to us. The Holy Spirit was given for that purpose, to make Jesus real. Jesus Himself said, "He will testify of me." And so we ought to just seek with all our hearts, "Jesus, fill me with Your Holy Spirit." And so, Lord, I'd just like to pray. I'd like to pray for you tonight. Dear Lord, I thank You for the staff that has so faithfully served this week already. I just pray as they stay on now for this second week, dear God, that You would just complete that work that You've begun. Just put Your seal upon every heart, upon every work of grace, this wonderful grace of Jesus that we experience here at camp. Lord, put Your seal upon it. Oh, Father, that as these young people go back home, there would be a difference in their walk, in their lives. God, that You would have impacted and changed them forever. And Lord, for all of us who are here, for the guests that come, and for the staff that remains, dear God, we want to see Your continued work in these days. We thank You for the boys and girls that You bring to this place, that we are serving. I pray, Lord, for salvation. Lord, let not one leave this place without meeting You. We pray for a move of Your Spirit throughout this camp. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, You come, You come. Have Your way, Lord. And we give You all the glory, all the honor. You are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.